compassion in every heart. You alone are God. You alone are God. Can you just lift those hands and tell them, you alone are God. You alone are God. And for all you've done and yet to do, with every breath I'm praising you, my Savior. The desires of nation and every heart, you alone are God. You alone are God. Come on, just lift your voices. Just lift up your worship. Let him know there's nothing higher than him. There's nothing, no one greater than him. There's no one powerful, more powerful than him. He is alone God. He alone is God. You alone are 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 God. You're high lifted up. High lifted up, you alone are God. You alone are God. You're high lifted up, Jesus. High lifted up, you alone are God. Hey. Come on, somebody make some noise in this place. The Bible says a joyful noise. We've come to declare his goodness, his mercy, his grace, his omnipotence, his omniscience, his omnipresence. Yeah, a joyful noise, a joyful noise. We declare it. We declare his praise. We declare his glory. We declare his power. He's mighty to save. He's mighty to save. He's mighty to save. He is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. I feel this. He is mighty to save. Yes, yes. He is mighty to heal. I connect with him. He is mighty to heal. Can I get one witness? He is mighty to heal. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. I just want to be where you are. I just want to be near your heart. Yeah. There is nothing like your love. Somebody declare it. There is nothing like your love. I just want to be where you are, here in your presence. I just want to be near your heart. You tonight. Tell them I just can't get enough. Just can't get enough of your presence.
Come on, just take this moment and tell God He is greater than anything else in your life. Go ahead and do that. Come on, just take this moment right now. You're greater than anything else in my life. That's it. I'm not hesitating on that. I don't have to wonder about that. Yeah, hallelujah. I don't have to. I don't have to process that. You're the greatest thing in my life, and I declare your lordship. I declare your lordship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mighty are you, God. Mighty are you, God. Praise your holy name. Amen. Everybody say, thank you, Lord, for making me happy.
Your joy
is going to change my life. Amen. Now put a smile on your face if that's the case. Amen. I'll just ask you to greet people now with a smile on your face. Greet people. Amen. Turn around and do that. Come on. Let that big smile show. Hey, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Good to see you. Great to have you. Wow. Amen. Great to have you here in Seattle, Washington. I mean Conway, Arkansas. It rains enough to be Seattle, Washington, doesn't it? If you ever wanted to know what it's like to live in the state of Washington, Oregon, now you know what it's like. Rain every other hour. Isn't that great? You haven't even had to use a sprinkler system this year. Grass all green, got the mow, get that exercise. Isn't that great? Get a push mower. Get off that rider. That's it. Yes, sir. I'm old school. Yeah, you do that. Get that self-propelled. You got it in you. You can go for it. That's it. That's it. I hope you had a great 4th of July. Hope you, and I'm having a great 5th of July.
Ah, that's good.
I had a great 3rd. Anybody else?
Yes, sir.
Pretty good 2nd. Amen. I was with you on the 2nd. It was a good day. Amen. It was a good day. Praise God. So, hope you're having a great time. Your ushers are coming by taking all the money you'll give to God. That's all right. Give to Him generously. I pray God would increase your generosity spirit. One of you, two of you, three of you, amen. Praise God. Here's the deal as you're giving. Let me give you a tip. I like all these tips. Let me give you a tip. God will enable you to give as much as you want to give.
Wow.
Go right ahead, gentlemen. But to give me, people don't need to hear anything I say when they're giving anyway. But if you heard what I just said, it'll change your life. I'm not messing with you. I said right off. I mean, you got to still go to Dairy Queen and everything yet, so we got to get on with this. But the deal is, you decide how much you want to give.
Come on.
Never talk to you like this. Come on, you decide. If you see yourself giving $1 million, then you expect God to move that through you. He can do more than $1 million. Come on, can I have a witness there, somebody?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you be in the garage just tinkering around with your antiques. Excuse me, the junk. Well, I mean antiques. I mean, what was that name? Just tinkering around. All of a sudden, the Lord give you a vision of an invention. You're like, what? Things can change in a moment. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. In a moment. The Lord says, you fished all night. Yeah. But in a moment, if you just cast on the other side. Amen. I know you did this all night. I know you've been doing this a lot of hours, and the way you know you've been doing it, but I'm going to show you my ways are higher than my ways, and I'm going to show you a suddenly, and I'm going to show you what I can do in a moment. Somebody raise your hand right now. Say, I receive what God can do in a moment. Hallelujah, because you shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Yeah, we got medical doctors here tonight too, but the doctors have seen you for a lot of years and they hadn't fixed you yet. They got you messed up on this and messed up on that. Hallelujah. Y'all know what I'm talking about? But he'll change you in the twinkling of an eye. Come on, how fast is a twinkling of an eye? How many twinkles of an eye did you just have? That's how fast he can. You've been trying to get healthy for how long? And suddenly, he does it for you. Now, do I have any more takers that'll say, lift your hand right now. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the suddenlies in Jesus' name. Everybody give him some praise. Come on, give him some praise. Hallelujah. How many feel good?
Woo!
How many of you look good? Amen. Anybody here ready to have a baby? Oh, yeah, Pam. Amanda, she's back there. Yeah, when did you do, Amanda? Oh, any day now. Any day now. That's exciting. That's great. How many glad she's having a baby and you're not? All the men say, oh, yeah. All the women say, woo, but all the men, oh, yeah. I mean, too. You know. No, that's exciting. That's going to be great. That's going to be wonderful. All right, it's time. All right, y'all ready? Let's get on with this quick. It's time. We've been in this series about it's time. It's time for what? It's time for you to hear God. Let him hear what the Spirit hath to say. It's time that you hear the voice of God. It's time that you make the voice of God the main voice in your life. I'm saying a lot of things quick. How many can listen quick? One of you. How many can listen quick? Let's try that again. I know it's been a long summer day, but it's not near as hot as it could be. Amen. So here we are, all right? So it's time that I hear the voice of God. The sheep know the shepherd's voice. It's time that I get past the dilemma. Is it God or Satan speaking to me? It's time that I know his voice so well, I know my Father's voice. I'm able to discern the voice of the imposter. All right? I'm able to know that. My hearing is so good. Somebody say, my hearing is so good. I hear only the voice of God. Amen. So train your ear to hear the voice of God. Train your thinking to think the thoughts of God. Train your mouth to speak the words of God. How many heard what I just said? We preach all these messages on faith, moving mountains, pattern of words, and the word of God. But yet you've got to give your thinking over to the lordship of the Holy Ghost. You've got to give him control. You've got to think his word. You've got to think about that. If all you ponder on is the news and all you get is news feed, then you're not getting enough word. I'm telling you, these days, you've got to read another hour of word for a half hour of news. All right? So, you just train your thoughts to be the thoughts of the Word of God. Amen. And train your mouth. That's the part. We got a lot of people just saying all kinds of things. If you can't say anything in English, make the decision tonight, I will only speak in tongues. Oh, that's good for Wednesday night people. Amen. If you can't say anything positive, you can't say anything faith building, you decide from this moment on, I will only speak in tongues till I can say something positive. That's not a bad deal, because speaking in tongues is the will of God. How many hearing all that, all right? So there's you some tips. So it's time to hear the Word of God. It's time to manifest the fruit of the Holy Ghost. I mean, kind of like that. Let's do it this way. We can do this on a Wednesday night and get right to this. Kind of how long you've been serving Jesus. Kind of how long you've been studying the Bible. Kind of how long you've been deciding which kind of worship service you like. Oh, how'd that go over real good? All right. How long you been doing this? Since children's church. I mean, when's the fruit going to show? When's the fruit going to show? When am I going to manifest this that God said I would manifest? When am I really going to decide that I know that I'm a joint heir and I have an inheritance and I was born into this? How many know you were just born into this? Come on a Wednesday night, how many were born again? All right, then you were born into this. You didn't merit it. You didn't earn it. It was a gift of God. Somebody's saying, thank God for your mercy. Amen. And so looking at this, I mean, it's time that we manifest that we are children of the light and no longer children of the darkness. We are no longer walking like children in disobedience. We know God. We know His voice. We know how to think. We know how to talk. We know how to forgive. We know how to love. And we know how to resist the devil. So we're gonna manifest. Our world is having massive... That's all I want to say about it. But our world is having massive, violent displays. And you know it. Mass shootings. We had less public shootings when every redneck had a rifle in the back glass of his pickup. How many know what I'm talking about? How many don't have a clue what I'm talking about? If you lived in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi, and I guess some parts of Georgia, if you had a pickup, you had a gun rack. This is before there was extended cab. And you were really cool if you went to high school and you had a gun in the rack. How many know what I'm talking about? This is before any concealed nothing. And you were even cooler if it had a scope. And we didn't have one mass shooting. You can decide what I'm trying to say, because I'm really not trying to say anything there. My point is this. Massive acts of violence, we have become numb to them. If it doesn't happen where we are, we have become numb to massive acts of violence. I don't want to give you this as homework, but if you haven't lately, I just do snippets of it. I only allow myself 3 minutes of news a day. And I don't even do that some days. I quit, several months ago. I just quit cold turkey. How many hear what I'm saying? I just quit. And because I can quit and still get the same news. But my time was being more effective. Okay, here's what I've learned though. Right now, if you look at it, you've got a heat dome over Arizona, like it wasn't already hot. Some of that's kind of already passed. They got fires like crazy. You got other places of the world that are getting flooded. I mean, it keeps going on and on. You've got breakouts of diseases we've never heard of. We are living in the days that the Spirit of God said these things would occur. How many hearing what I'm saying? And the last thing I want the church to do is become numb to what God is doing. That's the reason this whole series is, it's time. It's time we shake ourselves. It's time we awake and learn we're on the sixth lap around the walls of Jericho, and number seven is coming, and we got to get ready to shout by the Spirit of the living God, because God is going to do something that man can't do and that no man can stop. So it's time. It's time we manifest. We've been in these scriptures in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 19 and also 21. And I know I didn't give you guys these scriptures. I'm going on what I'm just feeling hot on my spirit here. Is all of creation is eagerly waiting for you to manifest as sons of God. Now, once again, how many of you in this room are believers? Come on, are you believers? All right. So how many would go with me? I mean, that the scripture says that you're a son of God. You're a child of God. Come on, how many go with you? You're a child of God. And in fact, in Romans 8:21 tells us that they're eagerly waiting for you to manifest. Let's look at this one here. Look at this. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Friends, you have, if any message you want to give on this holiday, I mean, we have glorious liberty. Come on, how many hear what I'm saying? We have glorious liberty. All of creation wants to live like you live. They don't really want to shoot each other. They don't really want to commit suicide. They really don't want to shoot up with heroin. They really don't want to abuse each other. They want to live what we've got, but we've got to manifest it so they can see it. I tell you, friends, it's time for massive revival to take the place of massive violence. Remember in your children's church, this little light of mine, hey baby, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Come on, how many remember that one? I added a little something there to see if you were, all of you worship leaders were really listening. I remember this a lot of time. I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. We've hid under culture. We've hid under, oh, I'm going to offend somebody. We've hid under, well, I might get sued. What happened to those guys in the early church? They got put in jail. Well, oh, they got beat here and there. I mean, some of them got hung upside down, crucified upside down. Some of them were sawed in. I mean, things happened. But they did not let, hallelujah, they did not let culture dilute their message. We cannot let the culture dilute our message. You're a child of God. So what I heard you, what I'm hearing you, I want you to hear tonight. So hear like you're a child of God. Think like you're a child of God. Act like you're a child of God. Speak like you're a child of God. Creation is waiting for you to do it. They're waiting for you to do it. All of creation's been waiting for you. Satan expected you to do it. Satan thought that he could have more power than God. He had a rude awakening, didn't he? He went to use that power and found out that God's got greater power. The reason he wants to deceive you so bad, get you off track so much, that the cares of the world suck you under so bad, because he never wants you to realize that you've got what he doesn't have. He expects you to deliver the creation. He expects you to use the authority. Come on. Think about the authority you have in the name of Jesus. You say, well, Pastor, John 14, 12 through 14, I was really going to camp out there for a little bit tonight, but Jesus said, for you to do greater works. Somebody say, greater is in me. And many times we allow the enemy to talk us out of this because that we don't feel like we're qualified to do greater. We don't feel like that we can do it. How can I do this? No, you can't do it. Without him, we can do absolutely nothing. All right? That's the case. I mean, that's the way it is. But that power, though, is inside of you. How many realize that power is inside of you? I mean, I don't know if we really realize the authority and the power that is inside of us. There is greater power in you than what your adversary has. He knows it. Do you know it? I said, he knows it. Do you know it? Manifest the child of God. Manifest this. Creation, sick people are waiting for you to heal them. Say, well, I don't want to offend them. They're offended now with sickness and disease. They're offended now with depression. Jesus said, I came to stir you guys up. I didn't come just to make peace. You can never make peace with the devil. You can't make peace with the devil. He's a liar. So I just encourage you tonight, it's time. It's really time. The Spirit of God has been giving this word to the Church Alive now for several weeks. I kind of wanted to recap it tonight. It's time. It's time we manifest the Spirit of God. It's time we worship, not like we're in 2017 trends. But it's time we worship because He is holy and He's worthy to be praised. How many hearing what I'm saying? I'm kind of old school. I believe that when you worship, you ought to feel Him. I said that when you worship Him, you ought to feel Him. I believe that. I believe we ought to worship till something happens. I believe we ought to pray till something happens. How many hearing me on this? I believe the Spirit of God wants you to move inside of all of this. Psalm 67 says it this way. I'll give you these couple of verses. Psalm 67. I'm going to go there. First couple of verses say, God be merciful to us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us. His face to shine upon us. One version says that cause your radiant favor to be released upon us. Creation is waiting for you to express the nature of God. I've had time tonight to give you a theology lesson. The nature of God is not something that is separated from the children of God. The nature of God has been released in you through Jesus Christ. You're in fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. How many know who you fellowship with? You start acting like. You start drinking like them. Well, you start eating like them. You start looking like them. Amen. I believe it's time we start expressing the nature of God. How many believe it's time in your life you start expressing the nature of God? That favor of God. That life of God. I mean, I believe He's ready for us to do this. And so I wrote it this way. God expects you to express His nature fully. He wants Himself to fully come through every one of us. I'm going to ask you this question, and I'm going to do some praying tonight and pray for our city and pray for our nation and pray for our families. But let me ask you this. How difficult was it for you to get saved? Acts 22 tells us that there's a great prophecy going on here. He's going back in even in looking in the scriptures and Acts 22. He tells us in verse 21, I believe it is, he says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How many of you are a whosoever? Come on, how many of you are a whosoever? Amen. How hard was it for you to get saved? How many were qualified to get saved? Yeah, you were dead in trespasses and sins, right? We've all sinned and come short of the glory. But God just took care of it, right? How many had to say, Lord, I believe. Everybody say, Lord, I believe. You can, right, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, right? And we make it so difficult for all the other things to happen. It's like we've got to be perfect and we've got to talk God into healing us, talk God into favor on us, talk God into blessing us. And God's putting me through something. What if He just put you through blessings? He didn't say it'd be easy, but he said where it is difficult, you just do whatever you can do in my name, and I'll make the path straight. Let me hear one. I'll make it supernatural. I'll make it happen for you. So tonight, I'd like for you to qualify yourself as a child of God. Say, I'm a whosoever. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Your past does not disqualify you, and your present trouble does not disqualify you. Now, I know some of you don't know what trouble is, but some of us know what trouble is. Come on, anybody ever been in trouble? Come on, let me see you. Come on, how many ever been in trouble? I'm going to encourage you, whosoever shall call upon that name and declare that name in his life, supernatural things are going to happen. I was pondering on Sunday's message. We had a great time in here Sunday, didn't we? I mean, it was supernatural all the way. I mean, all day long, my body just felt different. Anybody else like that? I just felt different. Amen. And I was pondering on this because I made a couple statements, and one of them I want to requalify it tonight. And one of them was, I said that when you were living in the name of Jesus and you declared the name of Jesus, not just something on the end of a prayer, but when you really declare that authority, because that authority is your authority. How many know that? You're not authorized on what you've accomplished or what you've done. You're authorized on what He's done. And His name represents that. And so when you say that name, I was pondering this because someone emailed me and asked me to pray for them. And it was a really dark cloud that was over them. And the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, in the spirit of darkness, the only name they know with authority is the name of Jesus. And I begin to ponder that. Because we're thinking, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. You don't have to do it. You just declare His name. It's already done. Scripture says demons tremble at the sound of His name. So then I'm going to put before you this. If we have that kind of authority. Now I'm going to kind of leave you up here tonight. All right. Do we have the power on earth to cause the devil to cease violent activity in a region? And if we do have that authority, some of you go, we got that authority. We have that authority, by the way. Why don't we use it? Let's do something tonight. Let's start something new at the Church Alive. Let's don't let just anything happen in this region. I've got a lot of public people that you know that are good friends of mine. And yesterday morning, they were friends before they were judges, but now they're judges. In my own line, Marshall. Well, I won't tell you that part then. I'll just get to the end of it because we were joking with each other. And I said, I'm praying for you guys. And I pray for you every day. And they said, that's good. I said, you know what? They were joking with me. Okay. They said, if you guys would do your job, we wouldn't even have a job. I wheeled around and I said, boys, get ready to be out of work. How many hearing what I'm saying? It's time And I'm going to leave it at this tonight. It's time in Faulkner County. The churches become overcrowded and not the jails. Tonight in the heavenlies, tonight in the spirit realm, tonight in our spirit, we make the shift. Now, I've been preaching my guts out. And the Spirit of God's been filling my gut. Otis asked me the other day, where'd you get all that? I said, I guess it's God. I don't know. We make the shift tonight. It's time that we don't just come together and we feel comfortable. And we have our worship services. But it's time. Are you ready? You go. And when I say this, I want to qualify it. Because all of you here are so faithful. You've got such great hearts. You serve in so many ways. It's time the church alive go from an audience to an army. How many hear what I'm saying? And we serve everywhere. Amen. I'm going to say something that I said now that I'm online. Someone was speaking to me the other day about a church activity. And I like activities. I like to have fun. How many of you like to have fun? There's nothing wrong with that. Let's get into the bowling is sin. Come on, how many with me on that, all right? When my dad got saved, he had to quit the high school basketball team. He was their starting guard. He had to quit because the local church would not let them wear shorts. But let's make sure that everything we do, and I want you to watch this, while we're doing it, is giving glory to God, it's building up one another, and it's pulling others in. Come on, pulling others in. I'm going to say one final thing on this. Okay. Pastor John, Heidi's here tonight. He travels the U.S. ministry. We've been on this big series, so tonight I'm not giving the 1-2-3s. I'm just kind of wrapping it up, all right? But I want to make a couple statements here, John. This is the core, you know, the nucleus. So, but there's a lot of trends. And I don't ever talk about trends here. I don't ever talk about traditions. We just do Holy Ghost. How many know that? We just do the Word and the Holy Ghost, whatever that looks like. But there's been this push. I've got a lot of friends that do this, but a big push to make sure that worship services are so controlled and so presentable. And I mean, it's down to, and I've ministered for some of them. I mean, it's down to where, you know, when you go to the pulpit, I mean, you got your time clock. It starts when you get there. It starts counting down backwards. Okay. And I'm not against excellence. How many hearing what I'm saying? I believe you ought to be together. If you'll help me out, Maria, your son's playing with the lights, if you don't mind, okay? I don't mind him going around, but I don't need him. And I certainly don't want him to get the fire alarm, okay? So if you'll help me with that, I appreciate that. If the lights just went out, if y'all will hang on just a second, all right? I'll get you in the name of Jesus. thanks. It's okay, Ron. Now my sound guys are playing with the lights. All right. let me just say this. We can turn them all on, guys, and freeze it, whatever. How can it be that we've done all of that? Done all these acceptable ways of society for church, and we still have these massive acts of devilish, violent acts? How many hearing what I'm saying? We say, well, we have these massive worship centers. Okay, it's time we massively have fruit. It's time we, this just started in me. I mean, I saw a group, people always send me, and I love them, people send me videos of, and there's this group there, and this they got this one guy that's on fire. Well, what about everybody else? That's what I like about y'all. I mean, if I'm not, y'all gone, man. You're going to leave me back. I mean, it's time. How many hear what I'm saying? It's time. We can have fun, but fruit in your life, your home, your family, your finances. It's time. How many hear what I'm saying with me? Come on, it's time that out here in this community, it's time. It's time that this place is overcrowded. It's time. Amen. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do tonight. As easy as it was for you to get saved, is as easy as it is for God to use you in a powerful way. Greater works are not hard. What's greater than you being saved from hell? How much greater can you get than your name in the Lamb's Book of Life and you didn't do it? What can God do through you? Hallelujah. I'm listening. I'm staying alert. And I want to be ready. He's going to do it. I believe that in worship, we don't have to look at what kind of style people have. I've come to the church alive to check out y'all's style. I can't figure it out. Every time I come, it's something different. Yeah, that's good. Hey, man, we're not trying to fit in a mold. Praise God. You know, people ask me all the time, to come to your church? It's not my church. It's the Lord's church. What do we have to wear? Clothes. That's it. Clothes. Amen. I tell you, if you don't wear clothes, I would say to you, we'd get a choir robe, but they burned. If you come without them, we'll take some of ours off and put them on. We'll put it together. How's that? All right. It's time that there's such a harvest that we all can't handle it. We've got to have everybody doing something. Come and hear what I'm saying. It's time. It's time that God use you in a powerful way. How many are ready? I mean, we got so many ministers in here. All of you ministers. We got so many of you, though, that what I call have a spirit to preach on you. I said, well, one day we're going to have a preach festival. And we are. I'm just going to put the microphone up there. Just let them go. Amen. I said, let it go. Let the Spirit of God go. Would you stand together with me? Heavenly Father, I pray in your mighty name tonight that there be something click in our spirit. Something click in our spirit. Click in our spirit, oh God. That in your mighty, mighty name, almighty God, they will begin to do great exploits in you. Hallelujah. As Otis leads us in worship, if you got a few minutes, you might want to just find a place to pray. You might want to walk around, stand there, whatever you want to do. I'm just going to ask you just to take a few moments here. Just take you a few moments and just glorify God and just let the Spirit of God speak to you and take you from where you are to the transformation point that God wants to. You're not over. It's listen, it's there. That authority of that name is in you. you just begin to release that in your mighty life. God bless all of you. Just worship as long as you like. Pray as long as you like. You got to go. We understand that. You go ahead and go. And just God bless you. I'll let this word come alive in you. Be looking for it, because God's going to use you in a mighty way.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Blind will see.
Because of that name, the lame will walk. Because of that name, oh Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is His name.
Lord, we take authority over this city. We take authority over this region. We take authority over this county. We take authority over our homes. We take authority over these principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in these dark places, O living God. We now just assert your name, assert your authority, speak your healing, speak your deliverance, and speak your power, and speak your favor. Let your face shine upon us. Let your favor be radiant upon us, O living God. May we rise up. May we be an exceeding great army. Hallelujah. May these bones come together and be an exceeding great army. We declare that to be so. Our eyes are open. Our ears are open. We realize there are more for us than against us. And we declare that we're going to walk in your power and your authority. We are empowered by your Holy Ghost. We're anointed. We're going to lay hands on the sick. We're going to deliver the captive. We're going to do everything you've called us to do as sons of liberty. Hallelujah. Glorious liberty over this region. Glorious liberty. Glorious liberty. Glorious liberty. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stay as long as you like to pray. Those of you that feel also the need to go, The youth want you to know they have about 20 extra hot dogs left, and I'm sure they're spirit-filled. God bless you all.